Next up, we'll take questions for Elizabeth Joyce from you right here on Coast to Coast AM. Some of the information she's going to need, of course, she'll need your city, your state, and a specific question, which she will try to help you with. Okay, welcome back to Coast, Elizabeth Joyce with us. We'll take your questions. We'll also take some personals. She'll need your city, state, and your birth date in a specific question that you are looking for. Specific indeed. Elizabeth, you have a book out, that one of your books called Psychic Attack, and I have long been fascinated with this. How do people know if they're the victim of a psychic attack?
Well, in the book I explain and have all of the symptoms, headaches or feeling very down and not being able to, almost being like, you know, emotionally paralyzed. But if you order that energy to leave you, it has to leave you. That's the beauty of the book. That was my very first book, George.
Cool.
And I had gone to court 4 times to help people get their money back from these people that say, oh, let me have $40,000 and I'll take your whatever away. Very unprofessional. People spend their life doing it.
The psychic attack that is on you, is that like a curse?
No, curses I have a problem with. I don't believe anybody can give you a curse unless you accept it. So if you are doing your sadhanas and your meditations, you're not going to be able to be cursed. You just send it right back to the sender. And there's very, very easy ways to get rid of a curse. Very quick. And
what's the easiest way?
Put them in the salt.
Put them in the salt?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, you take a picture of a person and you take salt and you put it in a dish and you squeeze a lemon on it and you just leave it there for 3 days. And that person will leave your life.
The picture is of the person you want to get...
Yes, that you want to stop psychic attacking you or stop sending you bad thoughts or stop interfering with your life.
Huh. But salt and lemon, why does that work?
I don't know.
Trial and error, I guess, huh?
No, I think it's a symbol. I think it's energetic that you are saying, I am not allowing you to interfere with my life. You're taking a step. But also you can just order the energy away when you feel it in the middle of the night or when you feel it around you. Just say you have to be gone, and in the name of God or in the name of the masters, you must leave.
With a psychic attack, must you know who's putting it on you?
No.
You do not. Okay.
No. You can know, but no, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
Sometimes they can be invisible beings.
Why would somebody put a psychic attack on somebody? Because they don't like them?
They want to hurt them, or they want money.
They want their job or whatever, right?
Right, yeah. And the thing that's been dangerous now, and I don't know whether you'll agree with this or not, is that invisible forces are coming in and saying, I'm a light being and I want you to channel me. They trick you, and then they start to take your soul. That's explained in the book as well.
Well, I do believe that. I do believe you can be tricked by entities who are trying to weasel their way.
And it's getting more prevalent nowadays.
I think so, too. Let's take some calls. Let us go, first of all, to Colleen in Alamogordo, New Mexico, on the wild card line. Hi, Colleen. Go ahead.
Hi. I have a question and a statement, something that could apply to a question that you were kind of intrigued by. I'm kind of intrigued concerning Elizabeth's opinion on why the earth shall shake. Wouldn't that apply to gravity between Andromeda's sun and our sun in the Milky Way once it gets close enough to come together, for the sun of Andromeda to pull from gravity
Andromeda?
Our direction of
Star
our
system.
Planet to make the very Earth
no,
tremble?
No, is the answer. And offline I can explain that to you in greater detail. What is your question? When is your birthday?
She just has
it
a question.
Basically that. Do you think that because our solar systems are currently trying to mix, that that would eventually happen?
No, I don't.
And Elizabeth, you're not an astrologer, right?
Yes, I am. I write astrology columns all across
the world. You do that too?
Yes, I do.
Gosh, you're a lady of many talents then. You're not a numerologist, are you?
A little bit. Not too much, no. I have friends that do that for me.
How do you mesh astrology and your psychic work?
Well, you can't. I always have somebody's chart to start when I do readings. I ask for their chart. I ask for their birthday because that's the fingerprint of the soul. When you took your first breath, your life was set and your challenges were set energetically. It's like taking a photograph. Your astrological chart is like your birth certificate or your passport.
All right.
It shows you what you're going to experience in life energetically. But, of course, since I'm one of two sets of identical twins, I know that it doesn't always, everybody doesn't react and respond in the same way. So they have different life experiences, but similar sometimes.
Next one up, I'm going to give you some information so you can get started here. Belmar, New Jersey, December 29, 1957.
Oh,
December 29, 1957. We go to Bob. Welcome to the show, Robert. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Elizabeth. I have developed a problem with my health quite a while ago, and I'm having trouble shaking it, recovering, and it did some damage to my nervous system, and my energy levels are really, really low, and my finances are a mess because of that. Everything in my life is a mess. I was just wondering if you could point me in the right direction or
I would like you to develop a meditation practice, and I would like you to Ardas is your answer. Ardas is very old ancient music that you would play 24/7. And what that will begin to do by layers is clear away whatever is blocking your health.
What do you mean by 24/7? He's got to listen to it 24 hours a day?
People do. They put it on their iPhone and they put it down low. It creates a vibration in the house and it clears. It takes away all entities and it takes away all any negativity so that now you're in a place where you can heal because there's no disturbances.
What's it called again? The music?
ARDAS. It's by the Crimson series. It's an ancient mantra and it means prayer beyond prayer.
What if he only listens to it for 5 hours a day?
That's fine.
That's okay.
That's fine, but he said he wanted to start really clearing, and that's called what I call shotgun, George.
How long does it take to start seeing results?
Oh, that varies with every person.
I mean, does it happen fast?
You start feeling better within 24 hours.
That's good. Mm-hmm. How do you know, well, what if it hasn't worked? I mean, how long is too long? 2 weeks?
There isn't any too long with Ardas.
So it could go on a month?
Sure.
You just keep at it?
I know a girl that was my student that went to California with her daughter, and they were in a horrible car accident, and her daughter was in intensive care. She had Ardas on her cell phone, and she stayed overnight and stayed by her daughter's side for 5 days, and her daughter healed.
That's pretty dramatic.
Yes, it is.
What do you see?
It's the strongest thing I know that can help shake entities or any kind of layering that you have for disease.
Are you a man-made climate change believer or not?
A man-made climate change believer?
Yeah. Do you believe that climate change is a result of man, or is it a cyclical thing?
Well, both. I believe it's both. I don't think you can separate one from the other. I think that I said before that we've been horrible to the planet, and yes, I do believe that climate change has happened because of what we're doing to the Earth.
We're going to Joe in Long Island, New York. He just has a question for you. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, Elizabeth, my main question would be, do you see something coming up with population migrations, where people are going to want to go to certain countries, blend cultures?
What I see coming up is that they have to leave the shoreline and that we're going to be going up. And I think that maybe within the next 10 years that New Hampshire and Maine are going to be the most popular states in the union. We're also going up to get away from the water that's coming in.
Well, they say that sea levels could go up 20 feet if the ice keeps melting.
That's right.
For whatever reason.
And we're going to have a river down the middle of the United States from Chicago to New Orleans.
Well, you know, I keep looking at the map of Edgar Cayce in his predictions. I mean, it's a different United States at some point. There's water everywhere.
Yeah. Well, there is going to be certainly this. It's happening now. It's been happening for 3 years. I think it's going to take a little bit more. But with this eclipse coming, we could have the earthquakes that'll do it.
We're with Elizabeth Joyce. Her latest book is called Unlimited Realities. Where do you get that book, Elizabeth, by the way?
Amazon.com has it. You can get it from me. My 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. And you can call and ask for it, and I'll get it to you. I'll sign it.
Who designed your cover, by the way?
Oh,
pretty
isn't
cool.
That fabulous? His name is Jim Warren. He's an artist out of Florida, and he does all my covers.
I'll describe it to people. It's got the face of a woman in a you know, cartoon style. It's not a real picture, but it's a drawing. And half of her face is, like, pulled apart, and then the other part is kind of pretty, too.
Don't forget the nine.
There's a
nine, which means spiritual awareness. And that's the wave and the rainbow. And the
That's the nine, yeah. Oh, there it is. I see it. Okay.
The dolphin is diving through the nine because he's breaking through the veil.
Now, you got to know about the nine to see it. If not, it just looks like a rainbow and a wave.
Yeah, a number nine. Spiritual.
And the dolphin looks like an eyebrow. Doesn't it?
No, it looks like a dolphin.
Well, we'll see. Let's go to Ginny in Sacramento. I believe she just has a question. West of the Rockies. Hi, Ginny.
Hi. Hi, George. Great program tonight.
Thank you.
Yes, Elizabeth, you were talking earlier on before the first break about the prediction of, you're talking to your Pentagon person, and you said that you didn't think we'd be going to Mars. Why is that? Could you tell us why?
I didn't say we wouldn't be going to Mars. I said I didn't think that we would ever live on other planets because we're traveling in a tin can to another planet that doesn't have the protection and the grid of the Earth that we're in. I don't think that we realize that we're on the Earth and there is not another planet that can hold our body. Even when they go to the moon, they wear the spacesuits. But when they came back from the moon, they found out some important information about how the spine was thrown off and the eyes were thrown off. So it proves that we have an important grid around the Earth, which has now this new energy in it to keep us well, which is why we probably won't be living on other planets.
We've got time for a few more calls and then the break. We're with Elizabeth Joyce, more predictions as well. You say that there are going to be riots in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Bad ones?
Well, we already have it going in Chicago, don't we, George?
Well, we have troubles there.
I know. Yeah. Yes, I think that those are the three cities that I got, that they would be rioting. I don't really know why. I know it's government upsets, and I know that California is in trouble because it's broke. So I believe it has something to do with those matters.
Let's go next to Dottie, Abilene, Texas, born on April 27, 1956. April 27, 1956. Hi, Dottie. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, George.
Hi.
Calling for a reading on my health as far as being healed.
When is your birthday?
April 27th, 1956.
So you haven't been feeling that well since January.
That's
but you
correct.
Will see a change after the eclipse, and it will get better for you. Is this basically intestinal areas?
It is my kidneys.
Okay, so that I was in that stomach area. You've got to figure out who you're so angry with. And do some forgiveness, and of course, drink a lot of water. But start doing the forgiveness process on who you're so angry at, and don't let them get to you like that.
Okay. 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 Wonderful. Do you see anything from my eyes? Because I'm having problems with both kidneys and eyes.
Well, that you clear at the same time.
Oh, wonderful. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I've been praying for. So, Thank you both so much.
I sure thing. You're welcome, and good luck to you. Elizabeth, why does anger seem to affect people physically?
Because it's negative energy. It's very low energy. It's the energy that just destroys. It's a choice that we make that we're hanging on to. I really want to destroy. I really want to hurt. I really want to destroy. And they're eating themselves up.
The film that Harvey's been working on for you, mm-hmm. Unlimited Realities, do we have a debut date?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Hopefully by a year from Christmas.
Speed it up. We don't want to wait a year. Who would play you? Do you know?
Yes. We're hoping that it's Emma Watson.
Oh, cool.
You know, I took a picture of her, and I took a picture of me when I was 19, and I put them together, and you couldn't tell them apart.
Really?
It was more me than my twin sister.
That's funny.
It was funny.
Is your twin sister also psychically inclined?
No, she wasn't. She passed away.
She passed. I'm sorry to hear that.
She was not.
Okay, let's go next to Colleen. Birth date, September 29, 1953, okay? September 29, 1953, Red Bluff, California. Hello, Colleen. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Sure thing.
I just have a question about how do I quit undermining and sabotaging myself and not feeling like I'm worth being successful or
meditation.
Uh-oh.
Meditation practice.
She's imploding herself, Elizabeth.
Yep. And we all do it. But you really have to take the time to do the work so that you can come inside that bubble and be protected. Watch your thoughts and change them. Change them as you're thinking. You know, I trained with Louise Hay, and she used to have us go up the stairs, and we had a tape recorder, and we recorded all of our thoughts as we went up the stairs. Oh, another step. Oh, this is hard. I don't want to go that far. And then we had to turn around and come back down and change each thought that we had recorded into a positive statement.
People,
so when you catch yourself, just say nix, nix, and make it a positive thought.
People generally put a cloud over their own selves, don't they?
They do, yeah.
I used to have a producer in St. Louis, God love him, Howard, and he would come in saying how lousy his day was going to be.
Yeah, I know.
And you know what? By the end of the day, he had a lousy day.
Sure.
He did it to himself, didn't he?
Yep.
I kept working with him at that. I think he's changed a lot these days.
That's good. That's good.
You know, you just, negativity breeds negativity.
Yep. And what we say is important. We've been given voice as human beings, and our voice is important. And our voice is in command. And that's why we can eat ourselves up or we can go into joy and bliss. It's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine.
Elizabeth's website, newvisions.com. There is a hyphen between new and visions, by the way, but we've got it linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. We make it very easy for you. We're talking about her work. And again, as she mentioned, her first book was called Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? That has always fascinated me. We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. And also, those of you on hold, I will do my best to get all of you, and those of you who are still calling, we've still got about 30 minutes to go with Elizabeth Joyce as we do that. Elizabeth, do you take emails from people through your website?
Yes, I also have that 24-hour answering service. My email is Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net, and my 24-hour service, and we'll call you back, is 201-934-8986.
Give that again, please.
201-934-8986.
Okay, we're going to come back and take some final calls with Elizabeth Joyce before we talk about, of course, your soul. It's called your evolving soul. Welcome back. Elizabeth Joyce with us, who's kind enough to do a few readings with you about things that are affecting you. Her new book is called Unlimited Realities. It is available right now, Amazon.com, of course, and some major bookstores as well. Her website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. What is next on your plate, Elizabeth? What do you do next?
Well, I'm going to finish with the screenplay, and then I'm going to probably do another book on how we can stay hooked into these energies. It's so important. It's like filling the gas in your car. And I really want to be able to explain it in an ABC way, because everybody can do it, no matter how old you are or where you are.
Do you ever attempt to answer the question, why are we here?
Why are we here?
Yeah.
I think I know the answer.
Give it to us.
Well, we're always here. Every soul that's born, every soul has chosen to be here, has a purpose, and has to fulfill that purpose before they can drop the body. We're here to grow, to learn more about love and to serve, to learn how to help others and be supportive in this universe. And it's almost like a divine assignment. We're assigned here. We have a pod school where you go after you die. You go to your pod school at whatever vibrationary level that you're at. And then you talk with your mentors and set up your new lifetime. Then you pick your parents. And then you're born, and you're to go through the lifetime. Now, some people don't complete what they're supposed to do. So they have to go back to their pod, learn why they didn't, and come back and try it again.
If I picked my parents, Elizabeth, I did a great job.
That's wonderful. But you always pick your parents so that you can learn that which you need to learn. And believe me, George, with my young life, I wondered how in the world I got into that.
Do you want to elaborate on just what happened to you when you talk about it being abusive and traumatic? What happened?
My twin and I were opposite.
Okay.
And it was very hard to be her twin. But we were born where they had incubators and my mother had ether. They didn't have any of the modern day things. So we were in an incubator. My mother went into ether pneumonia.
You're a preemie?
Yes. And we didn't. We were 3 pounds each. You'd never believe
it.
Oh, my God. Now, but we were 3 pounds each.
You're lucky you were alive.
I know. We were boarded at the hospital for 6 months. And then my aunt came down from New Hampshire with her children to take care of us. My mother didn't hold me until I was a year old. What does that tell you?
No love.
Didn't hold me until I was a year old.
That's sad. That affects a little girl.
Oh, sure. There's no bonding. It's amazing.
How did you make up for that?
I got TB when I was 8 and went to live with my grandmother for a year, who was a shaman from Maine and one of the most wonderful, glorious, incredible people you could ever know.
Grandmother on your mother or father's side?
On my mother's side.
Did she ever comment to you about why her daughter was treating you that way? Your mother?
No. I don't think she knew a lot of it.
I sound like I'm a psychiatrist or something, don't I?
Well, she lived in, you mean my twin. It was my twin that was treating me badly.
Oh, your twin was the abusive one.
My twin and my father were the abusive ones, but more than anything, my twin.
When did the twin's abusiveness start?
In the womb.
Really?
Yes. I did a regression on that. I've done a lot of work, George. And I'm in the womb, and we're facing each other. You know, twins can either cross hearts, or twins can be...
They can hold each other's hands.
Other down,
yeah.
Or they can face each other. And we were facing each other, and they're usually combative twins. That's what they've done in the,
huh.
The twin studies over
did in not know that.
Minnesota. So when we were born, I was saying in the womb, don't hurt me, please don't hurt me.
She was always picking on you, even then.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it.
Did she ever stop? I know you said she's not with you anymore, but did she ever stop? Or did she do it up until the day she died?
No, I was with her when she died. The three of us, my older sisters and I, had to take her to court because of the way she was treating my mother. So then I didn't see her for a long time.
Oh, God, it got bad.
And at the end of life, I had to see her, and I went through the forgiveness process.
Good for you. Okay, let's take some final calls here for you. We're going to Newport Beach, California, March 15th, 1954. March 15th, 1954 is when Phil was born, first-time caller. Hey, Phil, go ahead.
Thank you, Elizabeth, for your advice. I really appreciate it. I was diagnosed with a chronic illness 3.5 years ago, and I'm doing pretty well, but I'm a little bit worried about my future, whether I'll be able to take care of myself.
You're a March baby, so you have natural healing processes. Are you in a meditation practice?
Not really. I've meditated in the past, but not recently.
You live in Newport Beach, California?
Yes.
Do you know how to get to the 10 and go up the Pacific Coast Highway?
Yes.
Take the Pacific Coast Highway to Sunset Boulevard, turn right, and go up the hill. And on the right-hand side, you're going to see self-realization. That's where you can go, and you can have a lot of healing and a lot of good work. It's self-realization fellowship.
That's wonderful. I appreciate it, Elizabeth. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
you're
Phil.
You're going to be okay. It's going to get better next year.
He was born on the Ides of March.
Yeah, I know. I was born the day after.
You were born on March 16th?
I was.
You know that's Tom Danheiser, my producer's birthday?
Well, there you go.
Both of you. How about that?
That's pretty good.
March 16th. What does that make you, astrologically?
Well, I'm Pisces? A double Pisces. I was born on a new moon eclipse. And my rising is Sagittarius.
What do you think about this solar eclipse beyond what you said could be earthquakes? Anything else going to happen?
Well, I think that, yes, I think we're going to have a change in world leaders. And I think it's going to affect America. We're supposed to lose our money. I wanted to talk about that, too. The worldwide money is supposed to be taken away from the United States.
What do you mean? Like the World Bank's going to do something?
The World Bank is going to try to take the money. This has been in struggle for the last 10 years, and now they're going to bring the chip, and you can never take the chip.
There's a Wisconsin company that offered it to its employees who seem to be delighted with it. I'm not going to do it.
I want to tell you something about the chip.
I'll force my staff to do it, but I'm not going to do it.
The chip
I can keep track of
coming, if you take the chip that is coming, you will instantly enter enslavement.
Is that the sign of the beast that
yes.
the Bible talks about?
Yes. The chip is programmed to interfere with normal body functions as well as with the spinning and balancing of the chakras, which are within us all. So these are demonic humans who are urging us to take the chip and urging us to prepare to live on other planets and space locations, but it's not true.
A Nevada state senator, has yes. introduced legislation to make it illegal to force someone to take a chip.
Oh, I hope so. It encourages people to be careless, to pollute, and to think the Earth can be easily disposed of. I told you that before, but I'll tell you something else. They're going to bring something called the Fed coin, and it's going to be virtual money, and there will be no more banks, and they don't want to have
cash.
Well,
you might be right about that.
And let me tell you something. They are going to be able to take your money at will. They'll be able to take your income tax. You won't have to figure it out. They're going to tell you that's going to save paper. But what they're really after is your Social Security, your IRA, and all your savings.
Oh, geez.
And they can wipe you out. And then they're going to
program. With a touch of a button, they can take it.
Yep. And they're going to program you so that, suppose I came out to St. Louis to visit George Norrie and I wanted to go to a grocery store, I wouldn't be allowed to. Because it's not in my area.
You're kidding me. You could only shop where
and
you
if
live?
If you have a gun and you want to get bullets, go try and buy some bullets. You won't be able to.
Is that their way of getting the guns? By not selling bullets?
Yep. It's called enslavement.
You're predicting this? Or you?
I am predicting it.
Oh.
I am predicting.
Now, are these predictions things that will be or could be?
This will be. This is coming. This has been coming. My grandmother told me about this in the late 1940s and early 50s. She told me about the chip.
Jeez. Well, she was right about that.
And there's a lady that was very respected. Her name was Hilda Charlton, and she taught out of St. John the Divine in New York City. And you can Google her, and she talks about the chip. And that was in the 70s and 80s.
Let's go out to West Virginia now. You ready?
Sure.
January 13th, 1958. January 13th, 1958. Brenda's with us. Hello, Brenda.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Great. Thank you. Go ahead.
I have so many health issues. I think the doctors are missing something. I'm very sick. I think my regular doctor is wondering why I'm still alive, just like I do. So I was wondering if she could tell me what was going on with my health issues.
And you're only 59.
Yep.
There's something about your breathing. Is that true?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, let me just say what I'm picking up. I'm picking up that there's something about your breathing and the way that you're bringing the air into the body. By the way, do you have mold around your house?
No, I don't think so. I do heat with coal and wood. Would that be a problem with the breathing?
I don't know. There's something that you're breathing in that's not agreeing with you, and it's hurting, and whatever is wrong with you is being not being allowed to heal.
Okay.
So that's something that you could check into, and then you also need to do a meditation practice.
And any other health issues besides the breathing one?
That's what's causing the problem.
Oh.
Now, the rest of it we can certainly do offline, but the most important thing for you to hear tonight is that you're breathing in something that's throwing off your body.
Huh. I wonder if it's bleach or chemicals I wash with or something.
I'm sure that it's probably all of those things.
Oh, wow.
And you're very sensitive and you're precious and you're going to be fine.
I'm going to be fine?
You're going to be fine if you take heed to what you said.
I didn't expect to live this long because I've been so sick all my life.
Well, now you do want to live. You have wonderful things to live for. Just say that. Let's change that thought.
Change what?
I am beautiful. I am boundless. I am balanced. I am beautiful. I am healthy. And all is well in my world.
It's like an affirmation, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Okay. Fish, she's only 59 years old. That's young.
Yeah, but she's poisoning herself or something is poisoning her. It even could be in the water, George. So I hope she gets that straightened out.
What do you think of fluoride, by the way, in the water?
I don't know. I took it when I was younger. I think it's something.
I did too. Maybe that's our excuse.
Anything that we take that isn't natural is going to affect us in a negative way. Some people more than others. Let me tell you what's worse than fluoride. Anything diet. Diet soda. It brings you Alzheimer's.
Wow.
But they pour it down the kids at 9 years old, and they're heavy, and they want to know why the kids are heavy.
We had a doctor who would come to our school. I think his name was Dr. Tooth. And he would perform fluoride treatments on us.
I remember that.
Oh, my mother bought it for me and put me through it, and I hated it.
anything. But, you know, I was listening to what that UK company was going to do about having the five classes on how to have your kids get off of social media.
Yes, stop binging on social media.
I had a friend that has a three-year-old, and she was talking to me on the phone, and her three-year-old started having a temper tantrum. And I said, what is the matter? And she said, she wants my phone. I said, what do you mean she wants your phone? She said, oh, there's games on the phone. I said, how can you do that to a three-year-old? Well, it's easier.
Let's take a final call or two. We go to Janie in Springfield, Illinois, September 20, 1959, okay? 9-20-1959. Hi, Jane. Janie, welcome to the show. Hi.
Janine. Great show.
Okay.
Welcome from the land of Lincoln, and Elizabeth, great to talk to you. And what can I do to help my poor state get back on track?
Illinois's got some problems. Wow.
Illinois does have some problems, and it's called flooding. I don't know. I know that your state is in trouble. I've been talking about Chicago for 2 years, and
they've got money issues. They got all kinds of things.
It's going to get worse, but I do think that eventually it will work out because I know that you're going to be the hub after we get this water situation straightened out.
I have a simple suggestion. New elected officials.
That's good.
That would help.
That's good.
They put them in that mess.
It's awfully hard to answer a question like that, George, because it's all created by consciousness. And the only way that you can change your elected officials is to get out the scumbag and put in the people that are honest and true. And that's not the way it's run.
Elizabeth Joyce with us. The film is called Unlimited Realities, and her book is called Unlimited Realities as well. Available once again, Elizabeth, where?
At Amazon.com, and you can call me for the book. I wanted to give Harvey's number in case somebody was interested in the film.
Okay. A number that's okay for him to give out, I guess.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
305-295-295. 9228.
All right. And that's a number that people can call Harvey. He may get calls for people just say hi to him.
That's what I told him.
305-295-9228.
Right. And my 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986.
Okay, and we've got that linked up for you at Coast to Coast AM. Elizabeth, thank you. Let's keep in touch. And I've got all these predictions you made. We're going to see what happens.
Good. We'll come back at the end of the year and talk about the chip.
You got it. Elizabeth Joyce with us. Next hour, we're going to be talking about your soul. Get ready for that. Brian Belitzos joins us again, and he is one heck of a guest. Here's our final emerging artist, by the way, Steve Dockendorf. The song is called Moe's Grove from Clearwater, Florida.